We're in the home stretch of the Breakfast Club here with your host, with the most, JB.
Thanks, Jeff.
You know, I just my gun's not loaded today for some reason.
You know?
too much Olympics,
You know, people don't understand how close you and I are. That we're such good friends, and we have so much in common that we actually finish each other's sentences whenever we're talking about astrophysics and how we spend time together. And, you know, it's just, people just don't understand that it's a good-natured relationship.
That's what you say.
Oh, Betty, you going to follow us up on something?
Yeah, here? Betty, take him out of this, okay, will you?
First of all, I'm going to get my boots on.
Yeah, it is deep.
Well, speaking of solid waste.
Did they say John Boggs? Oh, did I say that?
Oh, you're stretching there. Betty, tell us some other things solid waste district's involved in here.
I do want to point on one thing. I had mentioned the reuse center, and I wanted to let you know that there are some certain items that I could really use from the reuse center. I go into the second grade classrooms, and we do three educational units so far on worms eat my garbage and reduce, reuse, and recycle, and the edible landfill. And I need supplies for that, and I always try to use recyclable materials. And so for those, these are some things that I might need that the community might be able to help me with. Empty toilet paper rolls. The wax insert from cereal boxes. Knee highs. I really need knee highs. And I don't care if they have runners in them. And styrofoam meat trays. Those are items I could really use to go into my second grade classrooms. Another thing I wanted to let you know, what we do have is I have an unending supply of 55-gallon plastic drums. They're food grade. They're safe to store. Feed in, trash in. I've had coon dog owners make dog houses out of them. We've make water barrels out of them. Wow. But if anybody would like a free 55-gallon white plastic barrel, I've got it.
Okay.
You just can't resell it. You have to use it.
Okay. Have you got a number that they can call?
729-5071.
That's for plastic barrels.
That's for everything.
Okay. Okay. What else we got, Betty?
I got one other thing. Okay. This will be coming out in the paper soon as well, but we are going to become a collection site for Habitat for Humanity's Restore store in Muncie. And what that basically means is that we're going to accept donations from nearly new building supplies, furnitures, not clothing items, but appliances, flooring, fans, hardware, insulation, vinyl siding, roofing materials, and this in turn will be collected at our facility.
Uh-huh.
Then we will donate that to Habitat for Humanity in Muncie, and they will turn around and use it for dollars to spend on building Habitat for Humanity homes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Betty, thank you for joining us today. You've got so much to talk about. We're going to have you back sometime soon. But
I really want to come back, John.
Okay. Well, we'll have you back, and we'll try to find something else to talk about Jeffrey O with. But Jeffrey O, before we end, I want to thank Ponderosa Steakhouse for hosting us again this week. And also our new sponsor, Lockers Touch of Country Gifts on West Botol Street. Stop in and see Roger and Jackie and make sure that you thank them for being a sponsor of the WPGW Breakfast Club. And Jeff, we've done another show.
We've done it all right.
I know for the next 2 weeks you're going to be thinking about what you're going to say next time.
Got to load that gun.
Uh-huh. Hey, listen, you have a good one. I'm going to go out and play in the rain, I think.
Oh, okay.
All righty.
Just don't melt.
I won't. For WPGW, this is John Boggs, and you've been listening to The Breakfast Club.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay, John. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, man. John. What a name. That's all I can say.